So we have stopped somewhere between regional and global perspective. Let's go global. The energy transition implies that thousands power systems around the world should be transformed with a pace which has never been seen before. And while we know how should look, what should look like the picture on the global level, that is still a question how should it be translated into regional levels. And what is special about this global scale energy planning problem is that we should plan decades ahead under deep uncertainties. And basically, we have quite an experience of energy policy failures. There have been quite a few cases when energy policy measures looked quite reasonable in advance, but have resulted in failures, didn't lead to results which have been expected, and these programs should be stopped. And that is why actually we need large-scale energy modeling. We can replace this painful experience of real-world failures by playing with modeling, with energy models. And obvious advantages of open source, of open modeling and open data for energy planning has led to a rapid increase in interest towards open energy modeling. And currently we have dozens of open energy models. We have a lot of open data sets relevant for energy modeling, but the picture is very incomplete and very patchy, and there are regions in the world where we do not have even a net zero plan, not to say open net zero plan. And that is exactly the gap which we are addressing as independent research initiative. PIPES Summits Earth aims to provide every part of the world with the open and reproducible and accessible energy systems model. What we are doing can be divided by three blocks. First of all, we are doing open coding, indeed. We are working with open data, and we support energy open energy modeling community. So just a reminder about energy systems model. There are, I would say, power engineering models, that is tools which we mainly have discussed today, and there are also academic integrated assessment models. Academic integrated assessment models relate to the whole world and model global scale, large scale interconnections between economics, environment, and energy. And energy systems model, that is kind of tool which translates these results of global assessment into plan of actions on the regional scale. And obviously, energy systems model should should reproduce in realistic way behavior of power systems. So that is what our workflow, what our architecture look like. We have data block, we have modeling block, and we have optimization block. Everything is orchestrated by SnakeMate. And, well, probably the most trying part of the whole picture is work with data. There are different groups of data which affect operation of power system. And there is also quite trivial but very impactful moment which relates directly to open data licensing. Basically, we have starters data kit which we provide with the model to facilitate starting with modeling. And I think the most frequent how to start request is about loading this starter kit's data. And many troubles by created by the fact that some licenses of open data set do not allow redistribution rehosting of the data. So for some data, we can collect data set and transform it in the form which is needed for energy system model to run, while for other